You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, this is the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Today's edition is brought to you by TD Ameritrade, who's reinventing how you invest. Whether you want to place a trade on Facebook Messenger or get market news from your smart speaker, TD Ameritrade's technology is designed to bring the market to you. See what's new at tdameritrade.com/innovation. Why Hurricane Michael's Storm Surge is So High by Megan Multaney. After gathering strength from the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico overnight, Hurricane Michael blasted across the Florida Panhandle Wednesday afternoon, pummeling the area with winds up to 155 miles per hour. That makes the Category 4 hurricane one of the all-time strongest landfalls in U.S. history. Earlier today, NOAA's National Hurricane Center warned that in addition to the destructive winds and heavy rains, Michael could bring a storm surge of up to 14 feet to areas in the direct path of the storm. Surge is similar in effect to a tsunami, a wall of water created when atmospheric pressure changes cause the ocean to rapidly rise and high winds push all that water onshore. It's measured as the height of the water above the normal predicted tide, and how bad it is depends mainly on three things: wind speed, shoreline shape, and timing. Typically, the strongest surge occurs with the eye wall of the storm. That makes sense. The strongest wind is where you see the strongest shove. Michael made landfall at Mexico Beach, just northwest of a jutting headland and the town of Apalachicola. But the topography of the area and of the underwater terrain offshore slowed down the water's rise. A National Ocean Service water level station at Apalachicola recently reported about 6.5 feet of inundation. That's still enough to knock you off your feet or send cars and other large objects hurtling headlong into whatever is in the water's path. And it's why storm surge is often the deadliest aspect of hurricanes. As you can see online with Weather Channel simulations courtesy of Climate Desk, surviving surges more than 9 feet is unlikely. To the east of Apalachicola, the winds were weaker, but the concave shape of the coastline in that part of the state threatened to push the water to dangerous heights. It gets pinched tighter and tighter and higher as the water goes over an increasingly narrow space, says Jamie Roan, the storm surge specialist at the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida, in charge of the agency's predictions. That's why we saw the 9 to 14-foot forecast extend so far east of the eyewall. During the hurricane off-season, Roan and other NOAA meteorologists build the models that they use to make such forecasts. That means updating them to reflect the current morphological state of the coasts, shifting sand dunes, eroding beaches, human development. All of those things impact the path water can take during a big storm. The models also need to take into account the location of the ocean itself. Since 1970, Apalachicola sea levels have risen about a third of a foot. While the NHC doesn't produce estimates of sea level rise, its models take into account the current conditions. Surge rides on top of the pre-existing ocean, so if it's any higher now than it was 50 years ago, the surge is going to be that much greater, says Roan. The third factor is when the storm hits. The higher the tide, the more dangerous the storm surge gets. Luckily for Florida residents, Michael made landfall during low tide. It could have been much worse. As the storm recedes from the coast and heads inland, a surge warning is still in effect for about 400 miles of coastline, from the Okaloosa-Walton County line to the Anclote River. Roan's team is working on surge forecasts further north as Michael makes its way through Georgia and the Carolinas. At the same time, they're taking a first crack at modeling how bad the damage is in Florida to give first responders a sense of what to expect as they head into the worst-hit areas.